Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of Jesus. It may seem to you a little strange that we celebrate the first service of Easter at night. After all, according to our calendar, today is still Saturday. Today, according to our calendar, would be the Jewish Sabbath. But remember that God created the heavens and the earth, and we're told repeatedly in the Genesis account of creation, which we heard read, there was evening and there was morning, the first day. There was evening and there was morning, the second day, the third day, etc., etc. So if we were good Jews, today would be Sunday. Today would be the first day of the week. And all the gospel writers tell us is that the women came to the tomb very early while it was still dark, and they saw that the stone had been rolled away from the tomb. There is no description of Jesus' resurrection, just the fact the angels appear to the women and say, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah." So here we are with 3.5 hours to go until midnight. It is still Saturday for us. But as those who have been baptized into Christ, into his death, his resurrection, it is a perpetual first day of the week for us. It is a perpetual Sunday, the Lord's Day, the day of resurrection. For through our baptism into Christ, we walk in newness of life. Through our baptism into Christ, we who were once dead in sin and trespass are now made alive in Christ Jesus. But do you feel alive? Do you feel brimming with energy and new life? Or do you find yourself dwelling in darkness at times, dwelling in confusion, even dwelling in despair? Maybe you can relate to the prophet Job, whose confession we heard described in the reading that David read. Job was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, to apply the words of the prophet Isaiah concerning our Lord Jesus Christ to Job. His family had died. He had lost all of his possessions. He was stricken with boils, painful boils from head to feet. I've had a boil one time on my face, and it was painful indeed. I cannot imagine being covered with boils. The closest thing that I can think of that would come to it would be to have shingles all over your body. No fun at all. Bessie winces. Job was in despair. He was in distress. He cried out to the Lord. He wondered why he was stricken. And yet he persevered in his faith. And we have that faith expressed in tonight's reading. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Well, they are inscribed in a book, the book of the Holy Scriptures, which we heard read from tonight. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead, they were engraved in the rock forever. Job's sufferings, Job's confession of faith is inscribed in our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the stone that the builders despised, the builders neglected, but the stone upon whom God has built his new people. Upon this rock, the rock of your confession, Simon Peter, I will build my church, Jesus said. And so, the stone upon whom Job's words are engraved is our Lord Jesus Christ, the one who suffered and died, the one who experienced all the sufferings of Job multiplied a gazillion, billion, trillion times, all in his flesh. He was the man whom God pursued on account of the sins of the world. He is the one whom, with whom God did not seem to be satisfied, whose flesh God abhorred as his holy flesh became eaten up with our sin. But that is good news for you and me. We are not in death any longer. Our sin is no longer upon us. We are a new creation in Christ. We are risen from the dead despite our outward circumstances. Look at the darkness outside of this sanctuary. Look at the darkness, but rejoice in the light and life of Christ, who is risen indeed. And just as Job confessed, you confess too. In the song we will sing as the hymn of departing for our festival service tomorrow. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will, in his flesh, stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, Job says, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another. My heart faints or yearns within me. Job's words are true for you. Your Redeemer lives, the one who took your sin away on the cross, the one who experienced and bore all of your sufferings and sorrow, all of your confusion and despair, all of your sins, all the things that would separate you from God, but he has taken them away, and now you are united to God forever by his grace in his crucified and resurrected Son. In your flesh, you shall see God, though your skin and body is destroyed by death. God keeps your body in the grave. He protects it. It is secure because in holy baptism, your body was sanctified by the Holy Spirit to be a temple of Christ. And when Christ returns again, your body will be called out of the dust of the earth. You shall live again. You shall see God with your own eyes. You shall behold him and not another. Your God, your Savior, your Christ, your Jesus. And you see him today, this evening, under the form of bread and wine. For the one whose body was tormented, suffering beyond anything we can imagine, has been raised again, and he gives his body to you as a pledge of his forgiveness and salvation, as a means of grace by which your sins are forgiven, as a means of grace by which your faith is strengthened as you sometimes stumble through the darkness of this fallen world. He gives you his body to eat. He gives you his blood to drink. Your Redeemer lives. He stands upon the earth as victor, as conqueror, as triumphant king, as your Savior, your Jesus, your deliverer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Amen.